Hello, I'm Evan Kane. I'm a writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I've written for a few local publications, and this year I promised myself to push my level of creativity by doing more stories and converting them to podcasts. The stories you hear are original works, but also works in progress. If you like what you hear, please follow me at evankane.com. That's evankane.com. Listen to my podcasts, like and follow me on social media, and consider donating to my Ko-fi account to pay what you can to show your support. Tonight's story is called The Sorcerer's Balance Sheet. Carefully unspooling a glitter rat into the ether, Professor Warren, Warlock Emeritus, sighed in frustration. It felt like pushing a small boulder through a deep pool of gelatin. It never used to be this difficult. Something was wrong, and it wasn't just old age creeping up on the necromancer. He didn't get to be head of the Mystic College, Saskatoon branch, by running away from problems, but this one was troublesome. Just then, his assistant, Adam Lerner, burst through the door, quite literally, as Adam was still a little wonky on the skill of phasing, and he usually ended up popping into the other side with a loud bang. The rat gave a startled squeak and exploded into glitter. Professor Warren sighed. The custodial witches really hate cleaning magic glitter. He turned to address his assistant.
Adam, don't ever go into surveillance sorcery. They'd hear you from a mile away.
Sorry, Professor, but I think I know why I can't quite master phasing, and it has everything to do with the assignment you gave me.
Adam slapped a thick folder onto the professor's desk. Warren raised his eyebrows. This was just a make-work project he gave Adam for extra credit and didn't expect any serious results. He opened the folder. The pages were written in ink. Not newt's blood. Not the ink of the glittering octopi of Titan. Not even mermaid's tears. It was just ink.
That's unusual, Adam. The ink.
He smelled the report. And the paper's non-magical as well. You know we have formatting requirements on reports, and this could count towards a deduction. What's this all about?
Sorry, Professor, but it's the only way I could get everything down. Anytime I started writing about my findings using magical means, the ink wouldn't stay in the page, or the paper would explode in flames. Someone or something is binding magic. It's why your magic has been a little harder to master than normal.
At this, Warren looked up at his assistant with a hostile glare.
And why the undergrads this year seem a little slower than usual.
Binding magic? How? For what purpose?
The professor tried flipping through the pages magically, but every attempt sputtered. Sighing, he resorted to manually turning the pages.
Sir, I don't know the how, but as to the purpose, I think it's to remove all magic from the world.
Silence enveloped the room. If Adam and the professor weren't preoccupied, they would have noticed the sudden disappearance of rush hour broomstick travel in the window overlooking Mystic Freeway 506. Warren muttered some words under his breath, but no information came from the report.
Damn, I am not reading this entire thing. What's the prognosis? Did you get at least some conclusions? Rate of binding? How is it transmitted?
Professor, we need more research to answer fully all those questions. All I can tell you is that sooner or later, we'll be in a world with no magic, and indeed, a world where magic never worked at all.
That's impossible.
Warren paused. He had the oddest sensation, like his body was trying to burp, hiccup, sneeze, and fart all at the same time. He blinked, removed his glasses, rubbed his eyes, and looked up at his assistant.
So, as I was saying, Adam, nice work. You've worked some real enchantment on your assignment, making the numbers dance.
He closed the report cover that was now titled Financial Analysis of Industries
with conservative growth for the next 5 years. As a reward, I've decided, as my new TA, I'm giving you the first year intro to accounting course to teach. Here's the file on the course material. Professor Warren handed a manila folder to Adam. A speck of glitter slid off the report and vanished. Take the rest of the afternoon off. It's some magical day out there. Adam turned and walked out. For a second, the young man appeared to be walking on air. But only for a second. Thank you. Again, my name is Evan Kane. If you like what you hear, please follow me, support me on Ko-fi, follow me on Podbean, follow me on Google Play and iTunes podcasts. Tell your friends, and come back. I am trying to do at least one story a week, if not more. Have a good day and stay safe out there.